America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I greet you on this Tuesday and welcome you to the Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. We're preaching a message entitled Being Spiritual in Unspiritual Times. It's R460. If you'd like the entire message, I'd like to get that into your home today. Father, will you take our message and use it now for your glory? In Jesus' wonderful name I pray, amen. If you'd like to have a copy of the message, just contact the ministry. We can also email it to you, comments@gbiradio.org, or we can send it to you on CD, and you can write us or call us. And GBI, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina, 27017, or you can call us 336-356-1560. Let's go back to that message at this time, being spiritual in unspiritual times. That, let me tell you what now, so-and-so goes skunk hunting, but I ain't going with them. Amen. I want you to understand something. We need some men of God that'll stand still. In this unspiritual day, we need to be spiritual, and we need to stand on this King James Bible. You'd be amazed how other Bibles are creeping into our churches, how many of our people are listening. By the way, I do not listen to Bible teachers that do not use the King James Bible. Now you'll say, "Why, preacher, that offends me." It offends me because you do it. And I'm going to tell you this. You say, "Why don't you?" They have some good stuff. I don't go to a septic tank to get a biscuit. And Oliver Green said, "I don't go to a garbage can, eat out of a garbage can. I refuse, by the grace of God, to listen to this crowd. If they don't think enough of the King James Bible to preach from it." You say, "But I need to be more enlightened." You listen to that crowd and you'll be twisted up, my friend. You'll have a bunch of psychology in your head. You'd be amazed. You hear some preachers talk today and their talk, you know what it is? New Modern Version of the Scriptures. Oh, they don't read them. They wouldn't get in the pulpit, but you know what their talk is? And you can tell what they've been reading and listening to. Amen. You say, "I don't like that." Well, you know, I didn't figure you would. I love you. I ain't mad at you. But you know what? Being spiritual in unspiritual times, being spiritual is not just shouting. Being spiritual is not putting a three-piece suit on, say, "I do this and I don't do that." But being spiritual is staying with what God gave you and staying with the hedge. By the way, I'm a fundamental independent Baptist. I make no apology for that. Now, is Baptist the only ones going to heaven? No, most of them's going to hell. Amen. There'll be Presbyterians in heaven. There'll be a Methodist in heaven. And there may be some Catholics in heaven if they believe Jesus Christ. But I promise you this, I'm a fundamental independent Baptist. I wouldn't have a dog I couldn't name. And I'm going to stay a Baptist. Amen. I believe in the Baptist doctrine. I'm not a Protestant. I didn't protest anything. I didn't come out of a church. Amen. I'm a fundamental independent Baptist. I was raised that way and I'm going to stay that way. Well, you know, I say, "Preacher, I just wouldn't say that." Well, okay, that's fine with me. But I'm going to tell you right now, when you take Baptist off your sign and you go contemporary and you bring in the praise and worship team, the dance team and all that kind of stuff, I tell you, in unspiritual times, God needs some men that's going to stay spiritual. Amen. Stay spiritual, stay with the Bible. God needs some men that'll stay in prayer today. I'll agree with one preacher, fundamentalism needs to go back to the cornfield and the pea patch. Brother, we need to get a hold of the Lord God of Elijah. Amen. We're so educated, we think we know how to do it. And my wife pointed something out to me the other day. She said pride, she gave me a good definition of pride. She said pride is being independent of God. Ladies and gentlemen, I stand before you today. And I realize the message I'm preaching is going on radio. I realize it's going on social media. I have no idea who will get this message. This message could reach thousands of people or it could reach 10 people. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I have an awesome responsibility. I have a great responsibility in preaching the Word of God. You know that I don't hate you. And you know that I love you. But I'm just simply saying. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.